People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Most people, you can't blame. The biggest problem with humanity is that they blame other people for everything, right? When you take self-accountability, everything changes, right? It's like, okay, well, there's a liquor store on every corner. Well, who made you drink liquor? You still, at a certain point in time, you still made a conscious decision to do this. Now, you might have had more temptation than somebody else that was raised in Saudi Arabia where there was no liquor, right? But what I'm saying is that at what point in time do we take self-accountability as humanity?
I think now we take it, but it doesn't.
But we still aren't taking it, though. If we blame
leaders. No, I'm saying as we move forward, we take it now. But it doesn't excuse the behavior of the people who purposely put the liquor stores there. So there's two conversations.
For sure.
It's that they understand societal behavior. They understand sociology. They understand psychology, how to set up a rat trap, right? And that's what the ghettos are. They rat traps. And so human behavior then reacts a certain way. So they've studied the mechanisms of humans, desires, needs, motivations, motives, right? The way we move. And they purposely set society up in a way to where we will live and react and be toxic.
And that's why I'm saying that most people are going to fall. Society, that's why society is always going to lean on negativity, because most people are going to fall victim to temptation. Most people are going to fall victim to corruption. Most people are going to fall victim to a variety of negative things.
But that doesn't make them bad people. They're all right. Victims.
They might not be bad people, but they're going to be lost in the grand scheme of life.
Yes, 85%.
Right? They're going to be lost in the grand scheme of life, right? So what I'm saying is that's not going to change, because leaders are never going to be, for the most part, there's going to be some good leaders. For the most part, leaders will never be good people, because just to be in a position of leadership leads to corruption, leads to abuse, leads to power, where that's why most leaders in the world are not good people, right? How many leaders of countries can you really say are great people, right? Because I'm sure if you go to their country.
Well, great people, they can be great, but not good people.
How many leaders are really good people?
I don't know any personally.
Exactly, right? So what I'm saying, I mean, I'm sure there are some.
Yeah, I mean, but at the same time, it really depends on how you look at it. Like, because sometimes you have to do the bad thing to be good. Right, in the sense that the people may not understand the move you're making. Look at Muammar Gaddafi, for example, right? While he was living, he was better for his people, right? 100%. And it wasn't until they took him out of power, and it wasn't until he was trying to appease America more so, right, and be more democratic. And then they took that as an opening to come hang and drag this man through the street. And now his country is going to go through decades of oppression, right? Because they didn't understand that he was keeping the wolves at bay. But, so sometimes it's like, man got to be feared, respected, and loved. So it's like, no, y'all got to understand, I got to be ruthless.
But also,
so that I stay feared, which is going to help you all in the long run, but you might not understand this.
But what I'm
trying to unite Africa. Yeah, they want to kill me. I'm wild, but they need to see me as wild.
But the hardest thing is most people are not going to be a general or a leader of a country, right? Mm-mm. That's almost impossible to accomplish. So what I'm saying is that
it's more pawns. It's only like two positions for other other particular pieces on the board in the game of chess.
A pawn is actually an important piece in the game. It is. Right? It's needed. But what I'm saying is that, like, the difficult conversation is to have it with yourself. Right? We could talk all day about society, government, CIA, FBI, and that's an easy conversation to have. Social media influencers, rappers, that's easy. It's a difficult conversation when you have to sit in a room by yourself and say, I made this decision to do this, and it fucked my life up, right? Nobody, now, because you have to really, now you have to think about, well, now you have to peel back the layers. Well, why did I make this decision, right? Because most of the time, even when you make a decision, you're heavily influenced, you're still thinking about it. You still think about it. Either you might think about it for a second or you might think about it for an hour. You still think about it, right? And then it's like, damn, it's like, okay, I'm disappointed in myself, right? Okay, now once you get past that, how can I learn from this situation to make sure I never make the situation again? How can I better? That's a hard conversation to have, right? Because nobody wants to feel like they're an idiot. Nobody wants to feel like they're a failure. Nobody wants to feel like they're a fuck up. Right? So you don't have the conversation with yourself, or you blame somebody else for the conversation, or it's always somebody else's, society's fault, right? But what I'm saying is that at a certain point in time, every single person is going to have to look internally at the decisions that they make every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Was this a good decision? Was this not a good decision? Damn, I shouldn't have done this. I have to learn from this. I got to be a better person. If everybody did that, how much better would this world be?
Oh, we have a great world. I'm going to tell you, that's 100%. It's always been, and it's something that I push people. You know what I mean? If you watch a high-level conversations, I imagine you one of those people, right? You in a high-level club. Problem is the enemies against that. The enemies is everything you named, right? So our enemies become our environments because you're trying to go a straight path and everything is trying to pull you. Every single thing. And sometimes that gravity, you don't have the strength to. Person get out of jail. They want to get a job. They can't. They a felon. They need to get enough money to be able to pay a rent. They can't. They stuck on the street. They go homeless. Right now, they go do some drugs to try to indulge, to distract themselves. They stuck in this hyper cycle. Right? I want to be focused, but nobody gonna help me. Nobody gonna believe in me. The average black man doesn't feel like he have a space in his world to where people care about what he feels. And there's not going to be any assistance. Definitely ain't nobody gonna come to save you. So the like my brother, Mr. Fab, has a thug therapy that he does every month in Oakland. And all these brothers get in these breakout circles and talk about some of their mental health issues and experiences. And, you know, people dropping tears, people going through it. Sometimes person is on their last day on earth because they feel like nobody cares and they all alone. And the best thing that they can do to get some point of control over their situation is to self-destruct, right? So it's that thing to where 100% you have to save yourself, right? And once you know who you are, that's a compass to save yourself. And that's why I say self-knowledge is the key.
But also it's the self-awareness. Because I always say, like,
that comes with self-knowledge.
Like, the hood is like a sand trap. And now your social media is a sand trap. So what I mean by that is, like,
social media, the hood now.
That's a fact. But when I mean, like, I had to realize that, like, the hood is like a sand trap, right? If you're in a sand trap, what happens is that you sink slowly. You don't even realize that you're sinking, right? You sink slowly. And I had to come to this real, like, we used to be out on a just outside parking lot, hanging out, talking. And we would talk for like 8 hours about relatively nothing, right? Till like 4 o'clock in the morning. Then we wake up and we do the same thing. And then it's like, before you know it, and then I start looking around and I'm like, I know people that's 50 years old that have done this for 30 years, right? That's what they do. At 4 o'clock, they hit the block, they get some alcohol, they smoke, they shoot the shit, and they do this every summer. For 30 summers, right? And it's you don't realize it because you don't even realize like how unproductive it is, how much time is actually elapsing, right? Because you just it becomes like a magnetic force because it's appealing to you. It's fun. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just go, you might go to a basketball game, you might shoot some dice, you know, different shit, shoot the shit, da 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 da. And before you know it, you're 60 years old and you have nothing. Mm. Right? That happens all the time. It's a slow death. Mm-hmm. It doesn't happen quickly, right? You don't realize this until 30 years down the line.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Get 15% off a set of BrakeBest Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This may sound like I'm exaggerating, but I've seen it.
Oh, yeah, no,
I've seen
it
happening in real time. Like, you know what I'm saying?
A symptom of the hood.
And now, so like you said, social media has become that, where it happens over the course of time. You go on Instagram, before you know it, you go down a rabbit hole on YouTube. You've spent 6 hours. You spent 6 hours going through the Drake and Kendrick beef and the Hoods of Chicago documentary, King Von. Before
sound
you
sound like your recent searches.
I'm guilty. Like I said, I speak from firsthand experience. Yeah. I've done this on every level. I've done
Call it death scrolling.
No, it's a fact.
Yeah.
And then before you know it, it's like you spent your whole weekend on your phone, mm-hmm. doing nothing mm-hmm. that has been beneficial for your life at all, right? But that comes to self-awareness and mm-hmm. self-accountability. If you're not aware, if you don't have conversation, you got to hold yourself accountable. You got to have conversations with yourself. Like, damn, what did I do today, right? Did I hit my benchmark? Did I run 2 miles today, right? Did I read a book? If I haven't done anything, right, these conversations with yourself is more important than having protest,
100%.
Than having outward aggression
that
to other people.
That is your first protest.
That's exactly. That's your most important protest.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? That's your most important protest, is to be like, and this is why when you fast, it's not just about fasting from food. A lot of times you got to fast from society. Mm-hmm. You gotta take your mind out of it. It's like you got to get away for a weekend, because it's like when you don't unplug out of this matrix, you're never going to fully understand or fully appreciate, right? Mm-hmm.
They call it monk mode. A lot of the kids and people are doing this. It's becoming more of a viral thing. It's taking like a 30 to 60 day hiatus completely from like social media and even the world, and like going within, you know what I mean? Like fasting from bad foods, environment, sex, digital detox, and just getting completely locked in and going into a place of super discipline, right? Which I believe that every man needs to have, that every woman needs to have, that especially in this world, is more important than ever. Like, can you get rid of those? Can you hear yourself? Because self-awareness is the key. Because for me, I'm always taking these audits. You know what I mean? And the question that I started to ask myself recently is, are you living at your 100%? Right? And I can look at the 100% thing in all categories. First, the easiest foundation, right, is physically. I look at physically and say, is that your physical 100%? Are you at your peak? I have to be honest. No, it's not, right? I can be better in all different areas. Physically, I can get some gains. I can get a little stronger. You know what I'm saying? Get the shoulders right. I don't want to be in the Olympic Olympics. You feel me? I want to train my way.
Facts.
You feel me? So I'm like, all right, let me start there. Because if I start there, I can start right now. I can do push-ups. I can do squats. So if a person has a realization about something and then they get started and they start getting their body together, because I was explaining to somebody, I say, imagine if you had the option to choose, you got your mission, this your purpose. Then God like, all right, choose which body you want to use. Are you going to choose your current body? You ain't going to choose that slaggy, sloppy body. No, you going to want a keys body. You know what I'm talking about? You going to want something better. Like, I need that one because I got a lot of stuff to do. I need to be energized throughout the day and night, right? Then let's choose your mind. You at your 100%? This mind is stressed about 40% of the time, right? This mind doesn't have good emotional intelligence, so they're very emotional in the way that they react to things. All right, so then we go financial. Bruh made $40,000 a year. You know what I'm saying? You're like, I don't know if I want that life. So are you at your 100% financially? And then you got to be honest, like, I ain't saying you should be making $1 million per year, you know what I mean, or month, like, based on what you know, right? The energy that you have and the time that you spend on things daily, couldn't it be going towards things to where it could be making you profit daily? To where, towards the end of your habits, you're going to look at it and be like, all right, currently I reached the peak of, from the knowledge that I have, the network that I have, the resources that I have, this is my 100% peak at this point. But then you got to go learn something new. Then you need new skill sets. Then you need a new network, right? Then you got to figure out a better system so that you can reach that next peak. So if you start looking at all these areas and be like, am I at my 100%? That's when you start being honest with yourself, right? And then that self-awareness allows you to start auditing and saying, all right, in order to reach that, what do I need to do? Who needs to go? Right? And who needs to be added on to this list? And if you do that, right, then you start training yourself in all these areas, and then your focus of importance becomes growth. Because I believe too many people have too many insecurities, and they weren't told enough that the effort that they was putting in as a child was good enough. So their insecurity and their need primary is significance, right? They need to be somebody because nobody told them that they were someone. So instead of having growth as the primary need, they chasing significance. But if you focus on growth, right, then maybe contribution and community, and then that gets you your significance, now your needs are ordered in the right way. So you're making decisions from the right place. I'm not doing it just to be significant. I want to achieve. I want to develop skills and educate myself. Then I can contribute to the community that I'm in, right? And that's going to give me significance. But if you have significance, I want to be significant. Then I want a community, and I want them to like me just because I'm significant, right? And that's the way I'm going to contribute, and that's going to give me my growth. No, you have to reorder your needs. And when you come from an environment where you have a lack of, your needs become your wealth, right? So most people, their needs are their liabilities. But when you come from an environment of love, you got knowledge, you got foundation, you ordered, it's harmonious, you living right, those needs are taken care of properly. So now you're focusing on achievement. What do I want to do? How do I want to contribute to society? You feel me? Now you can think and play in the playground of your imagination, but most people are stuck in the insecurities of their needs. They don't get the focus to their higher self.
That's a fact. I mean, I look at it like, It's one of these things, like, you know, when you look at life, right, you got some people that, you know, are going to focus on how the situation is, and some people's going to focus on how they're going to make the situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, just from a thinking big standpoint, like, that's one thing that I realized. Like, if you look at, like, white people traditionally think differently, but especially like highly successful white people, their brain pattern is different, right? So it's like when you see Jeff Bezos, like when you see Elon Musk trying to go to Mars, right? Or they trying to build alternate realities, metaverse and different things of that nature. Like the way that they think is really limitless, right? It's really limitless train of thought, and that's mm-hmm. something that's actually beneficial on a certain level. Like, a lot of times we think so small, right? We think so small that we can never really change our reality, and we definitely can't change other people's realities because our visions and our goals are just so small.
That's a fact.
Right? And that's one thing I learned. Like, and that's why I
solve a bigger problem.
That's why I like Kanye, even though I don't think he's a mentally stable, but I feel like he's one of these people that...
What has he done that showcases he's mentally unstable?
what has he done?
Yeah.
I just feel like it's a lot of erratic behavior. That's just my opinion. But like I said, he's one of my favorites.
Yes, sir.
But, you know, he's all over the place. But
I'm being God's advocate, that's all.
I feel like, you know, when you really start to think in this limitless vibe, like, everything changes. Mm. It's like the movie. You ever see the movie Limitless?
I love that movie. It's one of my favorites.
Like, that's...
I used to just walk... There's the instrumental on there called Happy Pills. It's like... I used to just walk and listen to that all day long because I was always obsessed with being smarter, right? In all these different areas.
Peace, family. 19 Crews reporting live. I wanted to let you all know about a giveaway that we're doing for Invest Fest. I have 5 general admission tickets, and I have 5 VIPs, and I have 1 giveaway for a one-on-one coaching session with me. All you got to do is join High Level Club. Comment High Level. Apply today. Do not want to miss VIP. You do not want to miss Invest Fest, and you definitely don't want to miss the one-on-one with me. Come tap in with the gods. Peace to the family.